Village of Roundly, regular board meeting, December 15, 2014.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome. I'd like to call to order the Village of Round Lake regular board meeting for December 15, 2014 at 7:01 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry?
Present.
Trustee Crowley?
Present.
Trustee Newby? Trustee Sanicelli?
Present.
Trustee Trippin?
Present.
Trustee Wadinski?
Present.
No, but Don's not here, so would you like to leave?
Me, no. Who would love to?
Trustee Trippin, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I don't care if you want it.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Sue. May I get a motion for item 3.1, approve the minutes of the regular board meeting of December 1, 2014.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Sanicelli. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4.1, any public comment tonight? Thank you, everybody, for being here. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, including items 5.1 through 5.15. 5.1, approve the accounts payable in the amount of $1,608,649.20. Item 5.2, approve the payroll for the period ending November 30th, 2014 in the amount of $147,130.57. Item 5.3, adopt a resolution approving a proposal from Liberty Surety First for public official bonds. Item 5.4, adopt a resolution approving a proposal from Trident for property casualty insurance program. Item 5.5, adopt a resolution approving a proposal from Illinois Public Risk Fund for workers' compensation insurance. Item 5.6, adopt an ordinance for the levy of taxes for the Village of Round Lake for the fiscal year commencing May 1, 2014. Item 5.7, adopt an ordinance abating the tax levied for 2014 for $2,360,000 General Obligation Bond Series 2005 General Obligation Bonds. Item 5.8, adopt an ordinance abating the tax levy for the year 2014 for the $9,100,000 Series 2010A General Obligation Bonds. Item 5.9, adopt an ordinance abating the tax levy for the year 2014 for the $1,260,000 Series 2010B General Obligation Bonds. I'm almost done. Item 5.10, adopt an ordinance abating the tax levied for the year 2014 for the $1,165,000 Series 2010C General Obligation Bond. Item 5.11, adopt an ordinance abating the tax levied for the year 2014 for the $2,955,000 Series 2011 General Obligation Bonds. Item 5.12, adopt an ordinance abating special service area taxes for Lakewood Grove, special service area number 1 for 2014. Item 5.13, adopt an ordinance abating special service area taxes for Lakewood Grove, special service area number 3 for 2014. Item 5.14, adopt an ordinance abating special service area taxes for Lakewood Grove Special Service Area Number 4 for 2014. And last but not least, item 5.15, adopt an ordinance abating special service area taxes for Brighton Metal Service Area Number 1 for 2014. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Trifon. Any comments? Madam Clerk.
Trustee Crowley?
Yes.
Trustee Simoncelli?
Aye.
Trustee Trifon?
Aye.
Trustee Wyszynski?
Aye.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Thank you. Items 6.1 through 6.3 from the Clerk's Office.
6.1 is in the packet in the board meeting for 2015. Board meeting and the community as a whole. I just need to have it approved.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. That was your job. Sorry. Then we have an 10-year employee recognition. We have Eric Lane. Is that it, Eric?
Yes.
I remember this one. So Eric is mayor and part of the village for us. Congratulations for having you. For your 10 years of dedicated service to the village for us. And thank you very much.
On a special note, with all of the negative press that police get now, and getting to know you guys individually, thank you for everything you do. Thank you.
Then the village hall hours for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, the village hall will be closed, as well as on New Year's Eve. They will be closed at 12:30 and then closed January 1st in observance of New Year's Day.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Administration, December 3, 2014, CMAP meeting recap.
Trustee Trifon and myself attended the CMAP meeting, which stands for Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning, at the Civic Center on December 3rd. It's in regards to getting the number of communities here in the beach us, and housing, existing housing stock, future housing stock, and other analysis they did. It was, I believe they said, correct me if I'm wrong, one of the largest turnouts they had at CMAP meeting. It was very well attended. 100 people?
Probably.
100 people. This is a continuation of a process that started early summer. Okay, you know.
Actually started a little before that.
Before that. And basically they're just looking at, and it's offering to them to see what type of housing mix we need in this entire community, not just right away. I will tell you one interesting thing I heard that night is there was a number of people not that lived around, like they just lived here, they lived in other places, that we need to do something with our downtown and they will come. I think that's exciting to hear that. So and they, I know they weren't all from around, like they were from other communities too. And our industrial park, I believe they mentioned us. So we have opportunities out there that exist that we need to address. But, you know, listening to these people and hearing what they have to say, was, I think we have only to go up.
I think the message I'm hearing, if you think of a moment, you know, 5 years ago, our reputation here was just like, oh, grumbling. And now there's actually some optimism. Oh, well, they're trying to do this. They're starting to do that. Well, this problem is into the industrial park was improved, and that's looking better. People are actually beginning to see a better side of coming around here, so that was really promising.
This was a very, very nice meeting to attend. I really enjoyed it. That's all I have. Well, just any questions?
Just for the record, this meeting was for the CMIT Housing for a Changing Environment. Is that the title?
Homes for a
Changing Environment. And this was the stakeholders meeting, which was, I don't know how many, I invited 10, and I don't know if all the communities had the same number, but it's great to hear that there was a good turnout. This is two events where we've reached out to the public to ask them to participate, and that was one of our goals, getting our residences, our community involved. And Mike Blue's open house for the, help me out, comprehensive plan, enormously successful, like 500% more they thought would turn out. And now this one too, another one. So we're getting a message out there.
If Ashley cited to the UN stuff, and two people that walked away that night that were from the HOA in particular, were both happy to do it and glad to be a part of something that they felt was going to help our village expand or grow, etc. And that they were both pretty impressed that the village would ask them to do this. So, sweet.
Great. And item 7.2, Steve.
To my left, read out, is Lenny Dagan. He is our new interim public works director. Lenny comes from 30 years with the village of Bernie. He is retired. He actually graduated from Rockley High School. Listen to you, 9-2-3. The member of the name that representation where the water work during the public works organization.
There's history. Good history. I'm glad to see it. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Very nice, Charlie. Yes. Very nice. Building and zoning. No, we do not. The schedule of
meetings.
We did.
Yeah,
I made that motion. Yeah, it's just
that. That was
the motion. Yeah,
and seconded by myself. And we did have a
tie on that. I'm doing things a new way.
I'm already into Thursday, Mayor.
Item 12.1, adopt an ordinance granting a special use permit to allow the sale of alcoholic beverages to Island Cafe at 431 North Wilson Road.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Simon Pelley. Any discussion?
Are they open all day or what are they? No.
I'm here for Island Cafe.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh. Why don't you step to the podium, introduce yourself?
I will. I've already met myself and my wife last time. It's actually my wife's business, but she's got the weather, so I'm here as a manager slash agent for her.
Could you put your name and address, please?
My name or her name?
Your name.
My name, I'm Kevin Seipel, and my address is 2363 Lehman Drive in West Chicago. And to give everybody background, if you will, a little bit, my wife about 3 years ago started studying casino gambling, tavern gambling, and restaurant gambling, and then what she kind of determines are called bistro gambling. And she concluded that the business that she wanted to get into was a bistro type of gambling. Her goal is to have a 2-drink maximum limit. And really, I think we're only seeking a beer and wine. Don't know if that's what we need to do. beer and wine license. That's all she wants to serve. And it's a two-drink maximum. She doesn't want somebody who's overserved gambling. And she didn't want to develop a full-blown family restaurant because she doesn't want the young children to see adults gambling. Her establishment, she wants it to be 21 and over only. And really, her target market is women from 35 to 65 years of age. And that's why she's taking a liquor license. She has a spot here in Round Lake. And that's what she's looking to do. And probably the soonest it would be able to open would be February 15th. That's because the gaming board doesn't meet again until January 29th. And so we would need a period of time after they say yes, that location is good to go, and to get everything all set up and ready to go.
Is the room ready for you, or is
not yet? There's still a tenant in there. We have a lease. The tenant is a blood bank or something, like a blood bank, and they're going to move over to another spot, and then they're going to demolish that once we know we have the liquor license. So it's all predicated on the liquor license. The first location that she was going to, that she's going to open, is in McHenry. And she's already gone through the vetting with the Illinois Gaming Board. This week they're supposed to be there for a site visit. And then, again, then once they meet January 29th, that would be the first location that opens. And then Round Lake would probably be a week or two later.
Do you have one that's open currently? Any place else?
No. McHenry would be first. Calumet Park would probably be second. Loves Park would probably be third. And then fourth here in Round Lake.
Okay, and she's a great woman.
Well, she's been an entrepreneur for the last 15 years and has been involved in some other businesses. She's been listed as a woman-owned enterprise in the Chicagoland area. She has some wherewithal with her business background.
Any other questions?
Thank you. I'll pass that on when she starts feeling better.
Yes, please do. Please do. Thank you for coming out.
Right, any other questions, let me know.
We got a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Semenjelli?
Aye.
Trustee Trippin?
Aye.
Trustee Wazinski?
Aye.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Trustee Brown?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 13.1, the tree lighting follow-up. Vicki, have we just put it on there? Anything to say? Anything to add? Okay.
In that area?
Pat,
do you want to touch base or do you want me to touch base on it? Pat handed out. It looks like she's giving people until the 19th. When do you want our findings into you by?
Oh, for the house check writing?
Yes.
Okay. As soon as I know at 5 o'clock Friday that there's no others, I know I added one tonight.
Right.
The sooner you guys can get it to me, then we can get the signs in the yard and it'll be there for the holiday. So the sooner you get
it.
Sure, absolutely. So you can start go looking at the houses now.
Cool.
You have 5 of them to go look at and put you there.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
And I guess as long as we are on special events, I will back it up. And I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you that participated and helped. However, my wish came through. It was a beautiful night.
Oh,
wonderful night. No wind. So again, thank you. I guess, Lenny, you'll get to take care of thanking the public works gentlemen that were out. Tell them thank you for all their hard work and everything they did before, after, during. Big thank you to all of you. And those who donated, thank you for your donation.
We had a great turnout with the kids. Yes, did.
Oh. 140 or 160?
We had somewhere between there. And so I believe we discussed that we're going to donate some of extra books. We're going to send some over to the police department so that there's books for the kids there. And then we sort of talk about sending some over to the food pantry, going with the gift baskets up to the family.
Yeah, I'll have to see the next and the drinks, pictures, books.
Perfect. And then we did decide, something to think about for next year. I know we did do a bunch of Spanish-speaking books for this year. A lot of the families, even though Spanish-speaking, still requested that the children have English books because it's going to help them longer in the thing. So just with the thought for next year, so I won't be here, but whoever takes, I'm going to take just my this is not a commercial app that we offer them, but they really did prefer it in English.
Just about to ask that question.
So, yeah, we have the majority of the Spanish books left.
Okay.
We didn't order many, though, right?
No, we ordered 25.
Okay.
And there was no child that went
like
nothing.
Right.
So, and for kids that
did
a great job, I thought, man, I got a book.
Every kid that walked out of there had Grin a Mile Wide. They had the candy canes, and they were having
a good time. I think the books were a great idea.
They were very well received. I saw parents very happy to see that their kids weren't getting a junk toy or a bag full of candy. It was something that they're going to actually be able to use throughout this holiday season and just really just continue with the spirit.
Fantastic.
Excellent job.
Good.
Very good. Item 14.1 under Mayor's comments, adopt an ordinance amending Chapter 5.32 of the Village Code to revise the number of Class D liquor licenses. Does everybody know what this is about? Yeah, so we're flipping.
You're going to add this one plus one more if you can open, or?
No, we're adding B1, taking one off of B2. Am I saying that right?
I think we're adding one B2 and taking one off of B1.
Okay. It's in your...
It's in the back.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Do we need a motion on this?
Yes, it is. So move.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Fraley, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 14.2, just an update on the Cedar Lake Road construction open house. This has not anything to do with the Cedar Lake Road realignment. This happened on the same night as Homes for a Changing Environment that we just spoke of with CMAP. Obviously, I couldn't be at both, and neither could Steve. So Steve went to CMAP. I went to the Cedar Lake Road construction open house, which again was, I think, had a really good turnout. Kurt was there from the village, George Monaco, one of our plan commissioners, myself, I don't recall who else from the village, but anyway, pretty good turnout. I thought the Lake County Division of Transportation did a very good job of showing the map, although I don't see how they could do a bad job because the road is a straight line. But they did talk about some of the problems that they're confronted with. They have to have, they're looking for an easement and right-of-way issues from the Forest Preserve. Am I saying that right, Kurt? I'm looking at you for you to give me a nod as the affirmative. There'll be a bike path included with this, and the project is going from 120, just north of 120, to the curve at Nipissing Road. Of course, we have been in discussion with Lake County Division of Transportation about trying to partner and put two projects into one because we would like to see Nipissing also have some attention brought to it from school court up to 134. So that isn't planned out yet. We sat down and talked to the Division of Transportation about it, and we will have more on that to come. We were originally slated to start that project next year, but for reasons that Paula described, we're probably looking at the end of 16, maybe 2017 for the start date, if I'm correct. And that's all I have for Cedar Lake Road. 14.3, Hayden's Place Grand Opening. Last weekend on, was that Saturday, Sue?
Yeah.
I'd like to thank Trustee Trifon, Madam Clerk, myself, and Art Waller from the Zone Plan Commission were representatives from the village that went to them. They boast Caribbean cuisine. They put out a nice little sample spread for us, and if you have a chill in your bones one night, stop by and get some Jamaican jerk wings. Trust me, it will take it right out of you. I thought the food was excellent. Their curry chicken, curry's an easy dish to screw up, and I think that's one of the best curry dishes that I've had. Good luck to them. Thank you for everybody showing up. We had a reporter from Suburban North. Suburban Life. And there was also an article that showed up a week ago last Saturday.
In the Daily Herald.
Yes, very nice. So thank you for all attending and welcoming them into the village. The only other mayor comment that I have, Vicki just alluded to it, thank you to Public Works guys for working so hard on the tree lighting ceremony. And besides that, we had an interim where we were functioning without a Public Works director. And I just want to thank Public Works, the guys, for stepping up to the plate, continuing on without a bump in the road. And last Friday, I introduced Lenny to them. Friday morning, Lenny started today. And just thank you to all the guys down there publicly for doing a good job. It's really nice to know that we have that. They're a great group of guys. And the only other thing that I have to say is Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to all. May everybody have a great, bountiful New Year. And don't drink too much on New Year's Eve unless you have a dedicated driver. Everybody have fun. It's been a great year. The Village of Round Lake, I'll mention this now. The Daily Herald asked me to put down two things that was projects, really great projects that we accomplished in 2014, and two goals for 2015. And when I started writing everything down, and I'm not going to get into that right now. I'll read to you after the article shows up in the paper. We've done a lot in 2014, and I thank the board for that. This board has been good with research. This board has been great with working together. We've been fantastic at getting to the common goal, and it shows. We've made progress. We've made a lot of progress, which makes choosing our 2015 goals so much easier. So thank you to all of you for that. And once that article is published, I'll read you what I sent to Mick at the Daily Herald. Happy holidays, everybody. And trustees' comments.
Wishing you all a very, very Christmas. Happy and safe New Year. Okay, enjoy.
Well, it's going to be, it seems like it's going to be a resounding thing. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Safe and prosperous New Year, everybody. Once again, thank you everybody for the tree lighting ceremony who came out and joined. It was a great event. And look forward to seeing everybody next year.
Well, it's been a long day. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody. But I think you two ladies deserve a big round of applause. You put together one of the nicest, I think, events we've had in a long time. It was flawless. It came off great. I don't think anybody that was there didn't have a good time. Kids, adults, everything was great. And with the help of the Public Works, again, tell those guys they did a super job decorating the trees and doing the stuff inside. It was a great day for the village.
Team effort. Anything left to say?
Secondly, it's Christmas, and Christmas wonderful because kids get to play around and we all get to enjoy ourselves for one or two days out of this particular year in this holiday season. And just remember those who are less fortunate. Once again, we don't have to say, you know, we're blessed. You know, when you get up, walk to the kitchen, that's better than a lot of those people that and just be thankful for all the wonderful bounties that we have. And I'm really blessed because I have worked with a whole lot of individual people here. Thanks.
Thank you, Henry.
Okay, so I'm going to start with business and then get into that stuff in a minute. First off, SWALCO has now decided that for a multitude of reasons, they can no longer pick up our electronics. The companies that they send it to aren't making money, and our scrap is just not doing what it's intended to do, and so they're suspending service to us. SWALCO is looking for another outlet. They're looking for another way to make this happen. We have to address where this stuff is going to go at some point because it can't go into our landfill. So until we have that news, right now there is no place for it to go. So we are going to be onshore, especially through the holiday season. We're going to start seeing TVs and microwaves, all these things at the curb. So, you know, we as a board may want to talk about, you know, the command and the department heads, what direction we want to take for our e-scrap until SWALCO decides what they're going to do. So we will be seeing that start to happen. And we'll, of course, keep you up to date and make sure that the official version of it went to Steve, and Steve sent it out to everybody. So we, as board members, do know what's going on, and I'm sure he'll continue to do that as this situation progresses. Second, my total sincere thanks to Public Works. This isn't the first time many of them kind of sat in the first seat and did an awesome job keeping ready for the first and wanted to sit in that chair ultimately. So I knew our guys could do this. Under the tutelage of these two, they did an awesome job, as always. And Christmas went off wonderful for the kids in around my area. So my thanks to the guys in Public Works. They did it, as always. They did a first rate job. And you ladies, you two deserve the round of applause because you did an awesome job. The idea to bring the people into the back of the building and come through, I'm sure, Madam Clerk?
Yep.
Yeah. Kudos. Because people otherwise, you know, they just stand outside, they get cold, insect issues, and it was a brilliant idea. I said before that, it went very smoothly that way. And a lot of people talk to a lot of other people, and I don't know if anybody else walked through the hallway, but everything's nice. I mean, everyone talks so nice there, like that. And then just, again, Aiden's Place, they've been there twice now. They have the best for today. Anybody's a state person. And I guess we kind of gave ourselves a way, Mr. Mayor and Adam Clerk, with all the food he's in. We all have to check out the food source. But if you get a chance to go, it is really a great restaurant. And they can turn the heat on for you, or they can keep it low profile, really for anybody. And then last but not least, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very safe and happy New Year to you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Any new topics? Thank you, everybody. May I get a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Tripon, seconded by Trustee Simon Kelly. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned at 7:35 p.m.